Chapter 1. They say that bad things happen in threes. Emma Halloway, who made a point of not believing this sort of thing, found herself nonetheless wondering if there wasn't a grain of truth to the superstition after all, on that particular soggy Tuesday afternoon, while she lay in a pool of her own blood on the ice-cold concrete, the ambulance sirens getting steadily closer. She supposed, looking back, that the breakup post-it left on her morning cup of tea had been the first. "I just can't do this anymore. Pete. P.S. Might not be the best time to mention it, but just so you know, you're out of washing powder." The postscript was typical Pete. He was breaking up with you, yes, but heaven forbid you might run out of clean underwear. It's what had attracted her to him in the first place. His practicality, his evenness, the fact that he was the polar opposite of everything she'd ever known growing up in whistling Yorkshire, where time stood still, families passed down centuries-old feuds like genetic maladies, and people believed that the food the women in her family made could heal anything, even broken hearts. Pete had been her ticket up the rabbit hole, away from all those Mad Hatters and March Hares. Her ticket away from Jack Allen, most of all. The boy she'd given her heart away to at the age of 6, who she'd spent the past 4 years trying to forget. For a long time after she found Pete's message, while she sat on the kitchen floor, surrounded by the shards of the mug she'd thrown onto the linoleum, her eyes filled with hot, unshed tears. She'd tried to work up some blame that didn't point inward, some anger towards Pete. Breaking up with someone on a post-it note was a fairly shitty way to end a 4-year relationship, after all. When she tried to phone him, it went straight to voicemail. 10 minutes later, he texted back a response. "You know I love you, but the only one who seems oblivious to the fact that you don't feel the same way is you. I can't do this anymore. Please, M, don't reply." But, of course, she did. Letting sleeping dogs lie wasn't part of her makeup.